What have been some of the highlights for you? It's been such a long time.
Yeah, like I said, I'm approaching 600 league games, and when somebody told me that last week, so I had a quick look on the internet to see what my total games was, and about 675, but 600 league games, I think, to look back on, you know, hopefully it'll be 600 plus when I finish playing that. It's been, you know, tremendous milestone for myself. There's been milestones along the way, you know, your full debut, your first appearance and your full debut, your first goal, and then, you know, 100 league games and all that sort of thing that goes on. And obviously been at Hartlepool for a long time, breaking the appearance record there as well, so they've been highlights of my career, you know, in terms of league appearances.
It's a hell of an achievement, isn't it? Obviously in a physical sport, to have not had maybe some of the serious injuries that others have had, and just in such a cutthroat industry to have played so much.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do, you know, I'm very thankful. I've had some injuries along the way, but nothing, like you said, not of serious nature, or the, you know, the very typical injuries that footballers get with, and I'm not going to mention what they are, just I don't want to put the bad luck on myself, but everybody knows that they are, and, you know, lots of lads have operations, I've managed to stay clear of that, so for that fact, I'm very fortunate. I do know that there are a lot of luck's involved with that, but on the other hand, you know, as I've got older and the game's moved on in terms of you know, strength and conditioning and fitness, and it's, you know, you have to be, you know, a bit of an athlete these days to play football and look after yourself properly. I've tried to take all that on board. You know, as you get older, it's more difficult, but, you know, I just enjoy it that much. I'm, you know, privileged to be a footballer, and I want to continue as long as I can.
Do you think a lot of young footballers will sort of look at you and say, what's the key to this longevity then?
Possibly, and, you know, you'll ask anybody who is about my age, and yes, there's all the physical attributes and the dedication you've got to put in, but I think the key is enjoying it, and if you're not enjoying it, then, you know, a lot of people, that's when they end up finishing. But I thoroughly enjoy my job, love coming into work, love training and preparing yourself for games, and that's what it's all about.
It's been a long time as well over the course of the years. What's changed perhaps within dressing rooms nowadays? Is it different now to maybe what it was when you were first getting in the team at Sheffield Wednesday?
It's certainly more, not, it seems more professional, but I think lads know they have to be more dedicated. They have to be, like I said before, athletes. And it's not just what you do here at the training ground with the staff. It's what you do when you go home, your recovery, your sleep, your nutrition, you know, your hydration, and it all goes into that preparation for 46 league games a season, plus your cup games. So yeah, I think that's certainly changed from when I first started, is the strength and conditioning and the nutrition side of it.
Are you looking forward to this then as an occasion? Because away from it, it is another game, but for you actually it's quite a special one.
No, it is, in that, again, it is for me, but as I said, all in all, no, it is another league game, and it's another league game we want to win, because we haven't won in the league for a while now. We've had some good performances, we've had some draws, we've had a couple of performances where we've not right been at it, and we've lost the game. So we want to win, regardless of what occasion it is for me personally. Us as a team and us moving forward, I think we've had a good week so far, and we want to cap that off with a win.
Have you got some stick for it in the dressing room?
I don't think they know. No, it might get mentioned, and yes, without doubt, on the bus going down, there'll be some probably some quotes of, well, you've had about three good ones in 600. So
Torquay is a challenge then. How good are they right now? I mean, they've struggled for wins this year.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen, I think, throughout the league, you know, you could pick any club out, everybody's beating each other, and we've seen that we've not won for so long, yet we're still 2 points off the top because people have beat each other, and we've remained in there with the points we've picked up. So we want, you know, it's about us really, I think, and getting back to our winning ways, and regardless, you know, not disrespecting any opposition, but we've got to do what we need to do to win games of football.
And we knew it was coming, but you are now the PFA chairman, aren't you? What happened to signify that? What's the first thing you will do?
To signify, it was the AGM, and that's where Clark Carlisle sort of stood down and introduced me as new chairman, in front of all the delegates, all the staff at the PFA, where we have sort of, it's obviously our annual general meeting where things get reviewed and signed off, and we've got new players coming onto the management committee. Some have left. In terms of first thing I'll do as chairman, obviously, it is, you know, like I said, it is a voluntary and part-time role. Obviously, my dedication is here at Chesterfield, but there are lots of issues ongoing. There'll always be matters arising. And if there's, say, anything that we're going to try and do is what I said at the meeting to the delegates, is try and get that inclusion within the PFA, listen to all our members, what their wants and needs are, try and implement that. It's not always possible because this is not a governing body, but what we can do is lobby for change. And said it, and get the feeling that the players are being listened to and we're doing all we can for them.